Chapter 39.
To Garrett Andrews, savior, hero, man of the hour. Morleone cried as he raised a mug of ale into the air with so much fervor, I was surprised the froth on top didn't slew onto the table, especially since it was his sixth mug. Thanks, I said, a bit embarrassed by all the attention as we sat in the great dining hall of the inn. But we all worked together to win. It wasn't just me. I raised my own ale. To all of us.
And to Master,
Queenie cried around a mouthful of cake.
Yes,
Jane added.
To Garrett.
I sighed, and as I did, Jay shot me a just go with it, look, which I returned with a nod. He was right, after all. If I'd learned anything by being the Terra Forma champion, it was to let people enjoy what they wanted. Even if that meant I had to be the object of their praise. We all toasted, and then I took a huge swallow of my ale. It was sour in just the way I liked, with a hint of pomegranate and blueberry. As I savored the flavor, couldn't help but think of when I used to stuff gobs of warheads into my mouth and suck off all the sourness.
Master, have some cake. It's great,
the Ant Queen exclaimed as she slid a piece of chocolate cake toward me. Her cheeks were covered in frosting and chocolate and bulged like a chipmunk's as she continued trying to chew the entire slice of cake she'd shoved into her gullet.
The sprinkles on top are my favorite.
She grinned, revealing multicolored sprinkles stuck to her teeth, which she licked away quickly before doing a little shimmy of delight.
And after that, you have to try the pie. Oh, and they have this thing called iced cream. It is very cold because it has ice in it, but it is also very yummy and creamy.
She patted her stomach lovingly.
I'm glad it goes in a second stomach that is specifically for sweets. Otherwise, I'm afraid I'd burst from all the treats. I'm not sure that's an actual thing,
Jane said as she patted Queenie lightly with one gloved hand.
The second stomach just for treats, I mean. Well, it should be,
Queenie pouted as she looked over at the slime girl longingly.
Your entire body is a giant stomach.
Her eyes got wide with excitement.
Could you even imagine how amazing that would be? You could eat and eat and eat.
As Jane laughed at the sudden attention, I found myself drifting off into my own thoughts. I'd managed to level up quite a bit and gain some powerful summons in the form of the Hobgoblin King and his elite guards. Plus, we had scored quite a bit of loot in the process. Better still, I was intrigued about the Destroyer King's sword. There hadn't been much information about it in the town, and I had soon realized that more people regarded the blade as a legend rather than an actual sacred object that could be found. Not that it mattered, because I'd promised Morleone that I would try to acquire it, and I was nothing if not a man of my word. Besides, if it were real, it might be a powerful artifact that would aid me in defeating Zaxxas and saving the universe. Hell, for all I knew, it might be one of the ancient objects spoken of in the Terra Forma lore. And though I nor anyone else had even found one, I couldn't help but wonder what it might have been like to use some of them. Still, it was best not to get my hopes up. After all, the sword might not be there at all, and even if it was, it might need to be restored to power like the Mana Sword in Secret of Mana, though admittedly, I'd always had a soft spot for the Dragon Buster because, well, Dryad magic was awesome.
What you thinking about?
Jane said, drawing me out of my thoughts as she bumped me with her shoulder.
Is it your surprise?
My surprise? I asked. a bit confused, until I remembered the two of them had been scheming about something in hushed whispers ever since they had met. You mean...
Yes.
Jane gave me a nod before turning to gesture at the far end of the hall. And that's when I saw Queenie carrying a tray filled with something so ridiculous, I almost couldn't believe it. Queenie? What is that? I asked, mouth agape, as she came over to me and set the tray in front of me with a heavy thud.
A little goddess told me you once considered something like this.
Queenie gave me a knowing smile as she glanced conspiratorially at Jane.
And we have both come to realize you don't much like sweets. So we wanted to get you something you would like.
Jane continued with a grin.
And since you'd mentioned your patron goddess was Rhapsody.
I shot a look at Jay, who was oddly not looking at me while pretending to whistle.
Queenie and I prayed to her for guidance on what to feed you. She bestowed an image upon me that was unlike anything we had seen before. Instantly, I knew it would be a fitting meal for Master.
Queenie grinned, and then placed a candle on top of the monstrosity before me, before lighting it. Then they began to sing, and I didn't quite catch the words because I was too busy staring at a burger so massive it rivaled the tray on which it sat. And as I did, I recalled the words I had heard in a bar forever ago.
It has three kinds of cheese. 2 half-pound patties, pulled pork, deep pit beef, and a slab of tri-tip, all topped with a fried egg.
And that description didn't quite do it justice, because that burger looked like the most delicious thing I'd ever seen before. As I leaned in and blew out the candle on top, which caused the room to break out in cheers, I couldn't help but smile. Then I picked up the massive burger in my hands and took the largest bite I could. Meat juices spilled down my face as the egg burst in my mouth and delicious, runny yolk spilled into my mouth.
Did you enjoy it?
Jane asked when I'd finished it a few moments later and was still basking in the afterglow of a delicious meal. Yeah, I said as she shuffled closer to me. It was perfect. In fact, I can't think of anything better.
Well, for now, anyway.
Her voice heavy with need as she spoke in my ear.
Because now that you've eaten, we have an entirely different gift for you.
As I looked at her in confusion, Queenie leaned into me so close, her massive breasts pressed into my back.
Yes, Master, she purred. We have developed quite a few tricks to better please you, and we're sure you'll find them delightful.
With that, they drew me from the table and toward one of the back rooms, and I found myself lost in a whirlwind of pleasure as I tried my best to keep Jane from dissolving both Queenie and me while still making sure they both enjoyed themselves. To be honest, by the time we were done, I was a bit surprised that we had all survived it, since I'd never had to rely on my aura manipulation powers for so long at a time. But now, after we were done, and I was staring down at their naked, sleeping bodies, I couldn't help but think I was the luckiest man on earth.